Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are asking such thoughtful questions about their little ones, and today I want to talk about something that might surprise you. \n\n, if your toddler is learning to ask for help when they need it, you might be wondering if this is healthy development or if they're becoming too dependent. And I want you to know, this is such a common concern, and you're asking exactly the right questions. \n\n, here's something wonderful the magic book taught me. When your little one asks for help, they're not showing weakness or dependence. They're actually demonstrating some of the most sophisticated emotional and cognitive skills a young child can develop. Can you imagine? Your toddler is showing emotional intelligence in action. \n\n, let me share what the research tells us about this beautiful stage of development. Between the ages of 2 and 3, children are going through incredible growth in their communication abilities. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention tells us that toddlers are developing independence and learning to express their needs, which are key developmental milestones. When they ask for help, they're practicing these essential skills. \n\n, but here's what makes this even more amazing. Help-seeking behavior requires your child to do several complex things all at once. First, they have to recognize that they have a challenge or need. Then, they have to understand that you can help them. Next, they need to find the words to communicate that need. And finally, they have to trust that asking for help is safe and welcomed. That's incredible cognitive and emotional work for a little person. \n\n, the research from child development experts shows us that toddlers who learn appropriate help-seeking behaviors actually demonstrate better problem-solving abilities and emotional regulation as they grow. This isn't about creating dependence. It's about building the foundation for healthy relationships and effective communication throughout their lives. \n\n, now, I know sometimes it might feel like your little one is asking for help with things they can do themselves. And that's completely normal too. During this developmental stage, children are learning to balance their growing independence with their need for connection and support. Sometimes they ask for help not because they can't do something, but because they want that moment of connection with you. And the magic book whispers this beautiful truth. When your child asks for help, they're saying, "I trust you. I know you care about me. I feel safe coming to you when things feel hard." What a gift that is. \n\n, here's something else that might bring you comfort. Research shows that children who feel safe asking for help when they're young become more confident and independent as they grow older. They learn that it's okay to not know everything, that asking questions is how we learn, and that seeking support is a sign of wisdom, not weakness. \n\n, so how can you support this beautiful development? First, celebrate those moments when your child asks for help. You can say something like, "I'm so glad you asked me for help. That shows me you're learning to communicate your needs, and that's wonderful." \n\n, second, when they ask for help with something you know they can do, you can offer gentle guidance instead of doing it for them. You might say, "Let's try this together," or "I'll help you get started," and then you can finish it. This way, you're honoring their request for connection while still encouraging their independence. \n\n, and here's where stories become such beautiful helpers in this journey. We have a story in the book of Inara called The Kangaroo Who Learned to Hop, and it's perfect for this stage of development. In this gentle tale, young kangaroo learns that asking for help from his wise friend Wallaby isn't something to be embarrassed about. It's how he learns to hop properly and discover his own amazing abilities. \n\n, what I love about this story is how it shows children that learning from others is natural and beautiful. Young kangaroo doesn't feel ashamed when he needs guidance. Instead, he feels grateful for Wallaby's wisdom and excited to practice his new skills. And by the end of the story, he's hopping confidently on his own, but he still values the friendship and support that helped him learn. \n\n, after you read this story together, you can remind your child that just like young kangaroo needed Wallaby's help to learn hopping, it's wonderful when they ask you for help with things that feel hard. You can even create a little ritual around it. When your child asks for help, you might say, "Just like young kangaroo and Wallaby, we make a great team." \end\end the research also tells us something beautiful about this stage. When parents respond positively to help-seeking attempts, children develop greater confidence in their ability to navigate challenges. They learn that they don't have to face difficulties alone, and that seeking support is actually a brave and smart thing to do. \end\end this is so different from what many of us learned when we were growing up. Maybe you heard messages like, you should be able to do this yourself, or don't be such a baby. But the magic book and modern child development research show us a different way. We can teach our children that asking for help is a superpower, not a weakness. \end\end here's something practical you can try tonight. When your little one asks for help, take a moment to acknowledge their communication before you respond to their need. You might say, thank you for telling me what you need. I love that you asked for help. Then, depending on the situation, you can either help them directly or guide them through the process. \end\end remember, my wonderful friend, every time your child asks for help, they're practicing skills they'll use for the rest of their lives. They're learning to communicate clearly, to trust in relationships, and to seek support when they need it. These are the building blocks of emotional intelligence and healthy relationships. And the magic book reminds us that childhood is not about rushing toward independence. It's about building the secure foundation that makes true independence possible. When children feel safe asking for help, they develop the confidence to try new things, knowing that support is available if they need it. \end\end so the next time your little one asks for help, take a moment to celebrate. You're witnessing the beautiful development of communication skills, emotional intelligence, and trust. You're seeing your child learn that they don't have to face the world alone, and that's one of the most precious gifts you can give them. \end\end sweet dreams, my wonderful friend, and remember, the magic book and I are always here for you on this beautiful journey of parenting. With love and starlight, Inara.